The measure of a life, the measure of a life, I stood beneath the overhang of Night Forge's western wing, watching Cael Varn disappear into the city's labyrinthine streets. His job was never clear, only that he went where balance demanded correction. Our conversation had been brief, a whisper in the darkness, two sentences exchanged about a debt owed and an account settled. I didn't need to ask for more. The weight of his work weighed on me, though we'd spoken little about it. The scale of debt was vast, one that spanned the length and breadth of the empire. I'd seen what it did to those who carried its burden, the weariness in their eyes, the hollowing of their smiles. Melos' draw words haunted me still. A debt is a weight that presses upon the soul. When it is not paid, it breaks the heart. The flickering torches of Nightforge cast shadows on the walls as I turned back to my duties. The Black Rose Order was built on balance and consequence. What we did today would shape tomorrow's world. I had my own account to settle with myself, a promise made to a dying curator, to watch over one who'd paid his share of debt. His name was Aaron Vex. As I descended into the Order's undercity, torches cast an eerie glow on the walls. My footsteps echoed through the narrow corridors, past rows of storeroom doors, to a holding cell deep in the heart of the complex. A young woman sat cross-legged on the floor, her eyes sunken from lack of sleep. "Aaron Varn," I said, using his assumed name. "You've been quiet for weeks. How's the dream walking?" He opened his eyes, and for a moment, we just regarded each other in silence. I couldn't help but think of my own father, the lines on his face when he'd spoken about balance. He'd taught me to see time not as linear, but a web of consequences. "I'm being held," Aaron said finally. "The debt's eating at me." His words hung heavy, a reminder that our conversation wasn't just about him. The debt we spoke of had claimed countless lives, those who'd taken it upon themselves to keep the balance or exact it from others. Melos' draw scales weighed each action, measured every life. "Today," I said softly, "we'll begin to even your account." Aaron Varn looked up at me with a spark in his eyes, a glimmer of hope that I'd come to recognize as desperation. It was the same flame that burned within myself, a reminder that each day brought an opportunity for redemption, though the cost would not be light. The holding cell's iron door swung open, and Cael Varn stepped through its frame. His presence was subtle, a whisper in the darkness. Aaron's eyes followed him, but he said nothing, his gaze locked on the space around my brother's figure. "What do you need?" I asked. Cael hesitated for an instant, his head cocked slightly to one side as if weighing something unspoken. "The weight of the debt presses heavier now. Balance is shifting. I felt it too, the world tilting ever so slightly on its axis." Cael's work was always a puzzle piece in this larger dance, and when he moved, consequences rippled outward. "Today," I repeated, determination settling into my voice, "we'll take the first step toward clearing Aaron Varn's account." The decision felt both momentous and fleeting, like a whisper in the wind. As we set out, torches and shadows danced around us, casting the weight of our task on the dark, damp walls of Nightforge to walk the thin line between balance and debt, where every step exacted its own price. We walked into the heart of Avaria's night, Cael Varn's silent presence leading the way. Aaron Varn followed closely behind me, his eyes fixed on the darkness ahead as if searching for a path he knew existed but couldn't quite see. The silence between us was heavy with the weight of what we were to do and the measure it would take. The city outside Nightforge's walls seemed distant, muffled by the hush that enveloped us. Our footsteps were all that broke the stillness as we delved deeper into Avaria, searching for a life that had been measured, weighed, and found wanting. We navigated through alleys that had once been grand, now weathered by time and neglect. The buildings loomed over us, their facades cracked and faded, like the faces of those who'd borne the debt's weight for too long. Cael led the way with an air of purpose, his eyes scanning the shadows as if expecting something to emerge from the darkness. Aaron followed closely, his footsteps quiet, but his breathing shallow and quick. A chill had set in, despite the summer air, as we walked further into the city's depths. It wasn't just the night, it was the weight of what we sought, a life measured by Melostra scales and found wanting. We'd seen it before, the moment when debt consumed everything, leaving nothing but an echo. I wondered if that was what awaited Aaron Varn if he failed to pay his share. A figure emerged from a doorway, its face hidden behind a hood that seemed to swallow the light around us. "Cael Varn," it said in a voice low and gravelly. "You've returned with the weight of balance upon your shoulders." The words were laced with a hint of irony, but Cael's expression didn't change. He knew as well as I did that every move he made had consequences that rippled through the Empire. "Ah, Vex," he said, the name drawing out like a slow draw on a sword. "We've come for Aaron Varn." The hooded figure nodded, not towards us but into the shadows behind it, where movement stirred and settled like a restless animal. A moment of consideration passed before Vex spoke again. "You know as well as I do, Cael, that some debts are impossible to settle." Cael's eyes flickered with a warning, a reminder that in this city, there were those who knew the truth behind the scales and the weight they carried. I sensed the unspoken beneath his words. Debt was not just about balance, but also power, and Vex was a player in this game, his motives hidden behind the shadows. "Impossible to settle." Aaron's voice broke into our hushed conversation, a spark of defiance in its tone. "You tell me that as if I'm something less than what I am." His words were laced with anger, but they also held a thread of fear that Vex spoke truth he couldn't escape. The night air was heavy with the weight of our conversation, each word dropping like stone into a well. We'd come seeking answers, but in Everia's depths, sometimes it felt like we were just adding to the weight ourselves, perpetuating the cycle of debt and balance that seemed endless. Vex nodded once, his hood swallowing his face again, but I could sense a hint of curiosity in his posture. "Some debts," he continued, "are like ripples on a stagnant pond. They spread out, causing more harm than good. Others are like the wind that stirs the waters, creating new paths where none existed before." He paused, and in that moment, I felt a thread of unease. It was as if Vex was testing us, probing for weakness in our resolve. "Aaron Varn's debt is one of those ripples," he said finally. I felt Aaron tense behind me, his hand tightening into a fist at his side. Cael's eyes never wavered from Vex, though I sensed a subtle increase in tension emanating from him. His stance had shifted ever so slightly, as if he was preparing for the unexpected. "What do you know of it?" I asked, my voice firm, trying to keep the conversation focused on its path. Vex's gaze flickered towards me before returning to Cael. "Enough," he said, his voice dripping with a mixture of amusement and something darker. "The scales are clear. Aaron Varn's account is long overdue. His actions have caused more harm than good." I felt a chill run down my spine as the weight of his words settled, and we'd walked this path before, only to find ourselves lost in a maze of mirrors with no reflection. "Then show us," Cael said, his voice even but with an undertone of steel. "We've come for answers." Vex didn't move, and in that moment, I sensed the city around us grow quieter, as if Everia itself was holding its breath, waiting to see how this conversation would unfold. The night seemed to press in on us, heavy with anticipation, or perhaps dread. "You want the truth?" Vex asked, his voice now a low purr. "It's simple. Aaron Varn has made enemies he can't repay. Those who have been harmed by his actions have come for him, and they won't be satisfied until his debt is settled." His words hung in the air like a challenge, but I sensed something more beneath the calculation that weighed our options against his own. I glanced back at Aaron, his eyes fixed intently on Vex as if searching for some hidden truth. Cael stood still, a figure carved out of darkness and intent. I felt my hand on the hilt of my sword, not from aggression but from a sense of responsibility to protect us, to see this through. "You're stalling," I said, trying to keep our conversation grounded in fact. "Tell us who these enemies are." Vex's hood shifted slightly, as if he was adjusting his posture rather than the weight of the night air around him. The silence that followed was heavy with secrets and unspoken threats, a reminder that in Everea, words were currency, used to buy influence or used against those who wielded them poorly. I shifted forward, my eyes locked on Vex. We won't leave until you tell us. The night seemed to hold its breath once more, waiting for our next move as the weight of balance and debt hung precariously in the air, a thread that could snap at any moment. The silence between us was oppressive, a physical presence that made it hard to breathe. Vex's eyes seemed to bore into mine, as if searching for something he could use against me. I refused to back down, my hand tightening on the hilt of my sword in a gentle reminder of the line we stood on. It would be unwise, Vex said finally, his voice dripping with the weight of reluctance, to name them now. The ones who seek Aaron Varn are volatile. Their intentions are not your concern, nor mine. His eyes flicked to Kale, then back to me, and for a moment, I wondered if he was playing a game I couldn't see. But the calculation in his gaze told a different story. He was weighing risks, measuring the cost of his words. Kale took a step forward, his presence imposing despite his calm demeanor. You're stalling because you fear us, he said, his voice even but laced with a warning. Vex's hood shifted again, and for a moment, I thought I saw something, a flicker of surprise, perhaps before it was gone, hidden behind the shadows. Aaron's debt is complex, Vex continued, with threads that weave into the very fabric of this city. To unravel them would risk what? Aaron interrupted, his voice sharp with anger and frustration. Kale's hand came down on his shoulder, a gentle but firm restraint. I could sense Aaron's tension, the coiled spring that threatened to snap at any moment. Vex's gaze never wavered, but his words hung in the air like a challenge. Risk destabilizing the balance, he said finally, as if the weight of his words would settle the matter once and for all. The night seemed to hold its breath, waiting for us to decide our next move, whether we'd back down or press on. I pushed forward, my mind racing with the implications. Vex's words spoke of a web of debts and allegiances that went far beyond Aaron's individual account. It was a game we were playing blindfolded, with stakes that could change the course of lives. Who are these people? I demanded, trying to pin down specifics. Vex's hood shifted, and for a moment, I saw the glint of something metallic in his hand, a small key, perhaps, or a dagger. But it was gone as quickly as it appeared, hidden from view once more. His voice dropped to a whisper, a tone that sent a shiver down my spine. They're the ghosts you can't silence, he said. The air seemed to thicken, heavy with secrets and threats, as Vex's words hung in the balance like a challenge. I sensed Kale's hand on Aaron's shoulder tighten ever so slightly, a subtle warning not to push further. The city's darkness seemed to lean in closer, as if the very shadows themselves were listening to our conversation. Aaron's face twisted with a mix of frustration and fear, his eyes darting between Vex and me, searching for a thread to cling to. I felt a pang of empathy for him. We'd all been through this dance before, trying to navigate the treacherous waters of Everea's underbelly without getting swept away. But Kale's presence was a steady heartbeat, a reminder that we stood together, at least for now. Vex's hood seemed to be absorbing light around it, as if it had become a void, drawing in the very shadows themselves. I felt a shiver run down my spine. This was more than just a game of words. It was a dance with ghosts and debts, where one misstep could send us tumbling into darkness. They're the ghosts, he repeated, his voice a soft whisper that seemed to carry on the wind. Kale's eyes never left Vex's face, but I sensed a shift in his stance, as if he was preparing for something, not just a physical attack, but a mental one as well. His gaze cut through the shadows, piercing whatever secrets lay hidden within them. I'll ask you once more, Kale said, his voice even but carrying an undercurrent of steel. What do they want from Aaron Varn? The night seemed to hold its breath, waiting for Vex's response. Vex's head cocked to the side, a slow smile spreading across his face like a crack in a facade. For a moment, I thought I saw something, not just malice or intent, but curiosity. It was as if he was weighing our resolve against the cost of revealing more. "They want what we all do," he said finally, his voice dripping with a quiet menace. "To settle their own debts." The smile on Vex's face seemed to fade into the shadows, leaving behind a cold, calculating glint in his eye. He was playing us, but for what reason? Kale's hand remained on Aaron's shoulder, a steady presence in the midst of this twisted dance. "Debts," I repeated, trying to pin down specifics. "Whose debts are they settling?" Vex's gaze drifted away from me, toward the darkness beyond our small circle. The night air seemed to vibrate with tension as he said, "The debts of the past." Aaron's eyes snapped back into focus, his face contorted in a mixture of fear and desperation. "What do you mean?" he asked, but Vex didn't respond. Instead, he turned away from us, disappearing into the darkness as if he had never been there at all. Kale's hand tightened on Aaron's shoulder, holding him back from pursuing Vex. I felt a surge of frustration. We were no closer to understanding what was happening, and yet it seemed we'd stumbled into something far more sinister than we'd anticipated. The shadows around us seemed to writhe and twist like living things, as if they, too, were waiting for our next move. Vex's voice carried back on the wind, a faint echo in the darkness. "Find me when you've learned to measure the cost." The words hung in the air like a challenge, leaving us staring at one another with a growing sense of unease. We'd been played, and it seemed we still didn't know the game. I felt Kale's gaze on me, searching for some sign of what to do next. Aaron was shaking his head, as if trying to clear the cobwebs from his mind. The darkness seemed to press in closer, heavy with secrets and hidden threats, but I knew one thing. We had to follow Vex. "Let's go," Kale said finally, his voice carrying on the wind like a command. Aaron nodded, and together we set off into the darkness, leaving behind the weight of Vex's words and the secrets he'd so carefully guarded. The city seemed to swallow us whole as we walked, its shadows closing in around us like a shroud. We moved swiftly, our footsteps echoing off the buildings as we navigated the narrow streets. I kept my hand on the hilt of my sword, expecting an ambush at any moment, but there was nothing. The night air seemed to hold its breath, waiting for some sign of what was coming next. Vex's words echoed in my mind like a mantra. "Find me when you've learned to measure the cost." I wondered if we'd ever find him, or if he'd remain forever just out of reach, a ghostly figure hiding in the shadows. The streets grew narrower and more winding as we delved deeper into the city's underbelly. Lanterns flickered above us, casting eerie shadows on the walls. We moved with a sense of purpose now, driven by a hunger for answers and a growing unease that something was watching us from just out of sight. I spotted Vex's hooded figure across a courtyard, his movements fluid as he navigated the crowded alleys. My heart quickened, and I lengthened my stride to catch up, but Kale's hand on my arm held me back. We watched in silence as Vex vanished into the crowd, leaving us with more questions than answers. "You think he was trying to lead us somewhere?" Aaron asked, his voice barely above a whisper. Kale's eyes never left the spot where Vex had disappeared. "I think he wanted us to see something," he said finally, his gaze flicking to me and back to the darkness. "Something we've missed." We watched the crowd parting for Vex, a ripple in the fabric of the night as he moved through it. The air seemed to shimmer around him, like the surface of a pond after a stone has been thrown into it. Kale's hand on my arm relaxed its grip, but I knew he was still holding back, waiting for some sign from me before we moved. The crowd swallowed Vex whole once more, and we followed at a distance, our footsteps echoing off the buildings as we navigated the winding alleys. The city seemed to be shifting around us, its very fabric weaving and unwinding like a living thing. I caught glimpses of things, a hooded figure huddled in an alleyway watching us with eyes that glowed like embers, a child playing alone in the streets, its laughter carrying on the wind as it chased after a ball of fireflies. Aaron's face twisted in confusion, his eyes darting between me and Kale. "What are we doing?" he asked, but Kale just shook his head. We moved through the alleys, following Vex with a sense of desperation growing inside me. The night air seemed to vibrate with secrets, each breath I took drawing in whispers of what lay hidden beneath the surface. We turned a corner into a wider street, and the buildings gave way to a small square. At its center stood an ancient fountain, its statues cracked and worn by time and weather. Water trickled from the mouths of stone creatures, their faces serene as they gazed out across the night. In the middle of the square, Vex stood waiting for us, his hood thrown back to reveal a face I'd not seen before. His eyes were sunken, his skin sallow and worn, but there was something else in his gaze, a glimmer of desperation that made me take a step forward. "Welcome," he said, his voice low and rough. "I've been waiting."